Welcome to Spiritual and Ambitious. I'm your host, Whitney McNeil. I'm a certified medium and spiritual teacher, and I help spiritual and ambitious souls just like you live your life purpose through your career and attract abundance by connecting into your intuition and spirit guide. Let's get spiritual and ambitious. One of the best times to clear and release energy is every day. But we're getting towards the end of the year. It is the holiday season. There's a lot of hustle and bustle around us. And even when I go out and run errands, I'll feel like an ick when I come home. So it's important to protect your energy, but also it's important to clear your energy. So for this holiday season, I wanted to give you a gift. And this meditation is normally only available in my Aligned Spiritual Mentorship Program, but I'm going to give it to you right now. So this meditation is about clearing your energy and releasing. And before you listen, please make sure that you're not in the car. So if you're in the car driving, just stop listening right now. Please make sure that you're not operating heavy machinery or you're doing something where you have to concentrate. I need you to be in a relaxed space, a place where you can just be. So whether you're in bed, whether you're laying down on the floor, on a yoga mat, whether you're in a chair, just turn off all distractions and get ready to listen so you can clear and release your energy. Any energy blocks, stuff from the holidays, stuff where you feel you just feel stuck, this is perfect for you. So listen to this meditation as many times as you need to. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so that you can save this specific episode and you will never miss a new one, and just keep coming back to it as needed. So thank you so much for being a listener on the Spiritual and Ambitious podcast. I would absolutely love to hear from you. I'd love to see a podcast review come in for you so I can give you a big shout out. And I just pulled a card before we start our meditation. The message here is the loved ones in spirit card. Your ancestors are visiting. It's time to heal old limiting beliefs and patterns. Last week, we just had our episode on your loved ones in spirit. So guess what? This is that validation and message that they are around you right now. But also, they are here helping and supporting you from stopping any old ancestral patterns that need to stop, to be healed, to be cleared. We can have old wounds from different lifetimes, and we might still be carrying the wounds, the patterns from our ancestors of this lifetime. So sit back, relax, call in your loved ones to help you, call in your spirit guides, and let's go ahead and meditate together. Welcome to the Releasing Blocks Meditation. Take a few moments to get comfortable. And when you're ready, take a big inhale in through your nose and release your breath out through your mouth. And visualize as you're breathing in a beautiful clearing light, whatever color comes to you. Breathe this beautiful light into your crown chakra as you inhale. See it move all through your body. And as you exhale, see it move out of the root chakra. Take a deep breath in and out, in. And on the next exhale, see and feel your energy move into your entire aura, clearing any blocks that no longer need to be there. Feeling lighter, feeling better. And you feel yourself becoming lighter, floating even outside of your body, seeing and feeling your spirit guides so much more clearly. They begin to move you higher and higher into a different realm. And as you look down below, you begin to see energy vortex that is emanating from the land below you. Your spirit guides begin to move you closer to the energy vortex, moving down, down until your feet touch the ground. and you see this energetic vortex spinning and moving out of the ground. As you look around, you see a circle of stones and crystals around the energy vortex. Your spirit guides ask you to move towards the circle and to choose a crystal that feels like it's calling out to you. As you move towards a crystal that gets your attention, take a moment to see the color and the shape and the size. And as you move towards the crystal, you pick it up in your right hand. Picking up the crystal in your right hand, your spirit guides ask you to pay attention to your body. You begin to scan your body from the top of your head, and you notice if there are any areas that feel heavy, any areas that feel like they must be released. And as you're scanning the body, as it moves all the way down from your head to your feet, when you feel a block, when you feel an area that is dense or heavy, take a moment and ask for that block to be sent down your right arm into the crystal or stone that is in the palm of your hand. With your thoughts and the help of your spirit guides, you can feel and see the shift that's happening from the area of your body, releasing the block all the way down into the crystal. As these blocks begin to move through your energy, you begin to say out loud what you are releasing. You begin to receive intuitive insight as to why these blocks were made and what these blocks are. As you continue to scan your body, take special note of any other areas and ask your spirit guides to assist you as you begin sending these blocks into the crystal. Once all of the blocks are removed, your spirit guides ask you to move towards the energy vortex. You begin to walk one step in front of the other into this beautiful spinning vortex of energy, moving inside one step in front of the other until finally you see yourself in the center of the vortex. But what's so interesting is that now everything you saw before has disappeared. You are here in your own room, a beautiful golden white room at the center of this vortex. As you are here, you begin to see reflections of all the different versions of yourself, the future, the past, the present, and any other versions of you that you've created. In the center of the room, you see a beautiful stand right there holding a bowl of water. As you move towards this bowl of water, you feel guided to place your stone there in the water with you and all the different versions of you. And as you drop the stone into the water, you feel yourself become lighter. You feel your vibration increasing, and all the different versions of you send off a big release. You begin to see this bowl of water begin to drain, along with the stone moving down, 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 out of sight, as it is now being transmuted into love and light. You now move your attention to the left of the bowl of water, and you see an egg. It's a beautiful golden egg, and you place it there in your hands. You feel your own guidance and the guidance of all the different versions of you, asking you to set your intentions of what you're inviting into your life now that you've released all blocks. And as you're holding this golden egg, you are sending all of your beautiful intentions for new opportunities. And you are embedding this into this egg's DNA. Keep sending your intentions into this golden egg of the new opportunities that you're inviting into your life to replace all of the blockages. And as you do, you see the egg beginning to crack. And as it cracks, this beautiful golden light begins to move and swirl around the room, around you and all the different versions of you. It begins lifting you up higher and higher, moving out of this golden room and into the center of the vortex, moving higher and higher now as you begin to now see your spirit guides. You begin to see the vortex, but you are the vortex. Let this vortex of energy and golden light surround your body and move through your body. Let it move up through the center of your feet, moving up through the legs and moving all the way into the root chakra, up into the sacral and the hips, moving all the way up as your body is rocking and vibrating with this beautiful energy swirling around you and through you. Breathing this energy in as it moves all the way up through your torso, all the way up through your chest, through your arms and hands, all the way up through your neck and your head. As you breathe in this energy, it begins to move all through you. And as you glance down at your body, you begin to see that your body is like an egg, and it begins to crack with golden light. And this old shell of who you were, this old container for the old blockages, begins to fall away. And you see a beautiful new version of you, a lighter version of you, a lighter version of your energy breakthrough, as the old is now crumbling away, being transmuted into this beautiful golden spinning light, feeling so new, feeling as if you are energy floating on air. You begin to move back down now out of the vortex, walking one foot after another through the circle of crystals. And you notice that the crystal that you chose is now back in place, clean and clear, as this vortex has transmuted all things. Your spirit guides look at your energy, and they are so excited for you as you have this new energetic shell, this beautiful light within you that has already been breaking through and shining to others. Around you, you begin to see your own aura being a beautiful golden light, being brighter and bigger than it ever was before. And around the edges of this aura, it's slightly hardened, just like an eggshell, so that good things come in, but negative things just bounce right off. You are now in your new skin, feeling healed and wonderful. Your spirit guide hands you a staff, and you begin to see there are symbols in the staff that represent your healing. You begin to see healing symbols and the symbol of the snake and the symbol of the phoenix. Here is where you've shed your old skin and you have had a rebirth, feeling fiery and passionate and wonderful. Your spirit guides tell you that if at any time you feel like you have a block, you take the staff and you point it directly at the block, and you will see the block dissolve. They ask you to take the staff and gently tap it on the ground 3 times. And you see this beautiful golden energy moving up and out through the staff. They ask you to tap the staff 3 more times so that now the energy is contained. Your spirit guide takes your hand and you both move now up into the sky, moving at lightning speed, feeling powerful and energetic, and now moving back into your body. Move back down now, back into your body, taking deep breaths as you move down and connect back into your feet, back into your body. Wiggle your toes, wiggle your hands, wiggle your shoulders. Take a deep breath and ground in. Before you open your eyes, know that you have the staff with you. You have brought it back into this timeline. And at any time you feel there is a block, take a moment and take the staff, point it into this area where you need this energy to be dissolved. You can do this meditation as many times as you like, and especially when you feel it's time to release any additional blocks. All right. I hope that you're feeling clear and you feel like you are able to release. Take some time to process. And before we officially end, I want to let you know that next week I'm giving you our favorite and best release rituals for your energy and for the end of the year. I've asked some of my favorite guests and colleagues to give you their rituals so you're not just hearing it from me. So don't forget, next week is a great episode to listen to for any time that you want to release, but especially rituals to continue helping you clear your energy before you start in the new year. I will be back next week with that episode, but until then, here's to staying spiritual and ambitious. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. And if you loved it, would you please share it with a friend? I would also love your review. And a reminder to subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can find me at messengerofspirit.com, and you can take the 4 intuitive languages quiz and find show notes there too. If you want to connect on YouTube, Facebook, or Instagram, you can find me at Messenger of Spirit. I'll meet you right here next week. Here's to staying spiritual and ambitious.
This podcast is part of the Sound Advice FM network. Sound Advice FM, women's voices amplified.